This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Your shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Well, welcome into another edition of Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you. How good does that phrase sound? Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Come the fall, we're going to be able to say defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. That sounds pretty good too. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the next hour here on the weekly Panthers Insider Show. And by the way, folks, this is the last Panthers Insider Show of the 23-24 season. We were just talking off air. Not sure we've ever gone to the last weekend of June doing Panthers Insider shows, but here we are because the Panthers won their first Stanley Cup back on Monday night. And well, since they won the Stanley Cup back on Monday night, we're going to have the highlights from Monday night's Game 7 here in just a moment. We'll also have some post-game sound from Paul Maurice, Sam Bennett, Carter Verhaeghe from right after the win. Last night on the Panthers annual draft special, Billy Lindsay and Tim Reynolds join me. We'll hear cuts from those conversations coming up as we cruise along. By the way, should also mention, I know the Panthers won the Stanley Cup back on Monday night, but the NHL draft out in Vegas, it is underway. The Panthers have picks in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds, so all those selections will be made today. Last night was the first round of the draft. The Panthers didn't have a first-round pick, so didn't make a selection last night, but they'll be busy today, so keep an eye on FloridaPanthers.com for all the information as it relates to the 2024 NHL Draft. And our man Jameson Olive is on site out there in Vegas, so he'll have lots coming your way on Twitter at Jameson Coop, I'm sure. And you can follow along on the Panthers Twitter at FLA Panthers and keep yourself updated on everything as far as the Panthers and the 2024 NHL Draft is concerned. So again, lots to get to. Tomorrow, folks, is the parade in Fort Lauderdale, 11 a.m., A1A, right along the beach. Starts at Ryomar Street, goes down to Fort Lauderdale Beach Park. There's going to be a stage there. The rally will be there. You don't want to miss it. And if I threw a lot of information at you there, FloridaPanthers.com has it all. They've got the parade route. They've got the map. They've got all the different suggestions for parking and everything like that. So FloridaPanthers.com is where to go for all the information as far as the parade is concerned for tomorrow. Again, 11 a.m. And folks, just to illustrate it all, the Panthers won the Stanley Cup on Monday. And I know for me, it's still setting in. And I think tomorrow at the parade, it's really going to hit in a different way. But I can't tell you how much it's meant to be able to share this with all of you out there, to be able to call the game alongside Billy Lindsay, an original Panther, see what it meant to him, see what this has meant to so many different people. You're happy for so many different people, too, from Paul Maurice to the players, all the way through the organization, everybody who's been involved with this in any possible way. It's been an absolute thrill of a lifetime. And again, great to be alongside all of you out there as the Panthers are enjoying and celebrating their first ever Stanley Cup. But there is an element of business as usual that goes along with this. Obviously, the draft underway, the NHL awards already happened a couple of days back, and free agency starts on Monday. Folks, there's going to be a preseason game less than 3 months away. So this offseason is going to fly by. The Panthers are going to be back at it onto their title defense before you know it in the 24-25 season. all the more reason to just enjoy this as much as possible over the course of the next couple of months. The Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. So in mentioning that, Game 7 was one for the ages, took place back on Monday night. Who says you need to have a 6-5 game to have excitement? The Panthers and the Oilers, two worthy combatants, two heavyweights, head-to-head, and it went to a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and it had great TV ratings. It was, like I said, one for the ages. Let's get right to the highlights, the montage, the goals, some big plays, some big saves, and the conclusion going back to Game 7 on Monday night. Here's what it sounded like as the Panthers secured their first ever Stanley Cup.
Verhaeghe works the end boards then, has it in the trapezoid, Rodriguez near side, the power play's over, shot tip, they score, Rodriguez got it on net, it was tipped out in front, and the Panthers have the first one, here in Game 7, 15:33 to go in the first, and the Panthers are on the board, it was Carter Verhaeghe in front getting a stick on it.
Out to the right point for CeCe, down along the boards, then Dreisaitl, Fogel cuts out front, and a save, Bobrovsky, and then it's pushed away out of harm's way by Kulikov, and the Panthers break it out quickly. Here's Reinhardt at the right wing side. Reinhardt to the right circle. A shot, and he scores! Sam Reinhardt gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead here in Game 7. 4:49 to play here in the middle frame. And Sam Reinhardt out of the right circle gives the Panthers the lead. McDavid out to the line, a drive and a save made by Bobrovsky that time on Bouchard. Dreisaitl up top, Ekholm across one time, Bouchard, save made by Bobrovsky with the pad. Out to the line again, Bouchard. He'll hold it for the Oilers, long shot in front of chance, whacked at, and somehow, some way that stays out of the net.
Oh my goodness, wow.
What a pile up down there, and somehow Bobrovsky on top of it, and Zach Hyman looked like he had a wide open net, and he wasn't able to cash in. And the Panthers remain up a goal with 7:02 to go here in the third. 23 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. Fans to their feet. Bouchard, pass missed, Dreisaitl. Down to our right, Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making,
yeah!
Is a reality.
Whoa!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida.
So that's how it sounded as the Panthers won their first ever Stanley Cup back on Monday night, Game 7. It was a thriller, an instant classic. I know, easy for us to say because the Panthers came out on top and won it all, but that was one for the ages, that game back on Monday night. It was a close one. The Panthers, again, coming out with a 2-1 win in Game 7, taking home the hardware. And some sound from immediately following the victory back on Monday night. First, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice in his post-game presser. Here he is talking about how, through all the noise prior to that Game 7, obviously the Panthers won the first three games of the series. Edmonton won the next three, pushed it to a Game 7. Paul Maurice said he just wanted the Panthers to look good from the start, and he says they did.
Sports history. Thank you.
So Paul Maurice there, one more thought from him. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice post-game following Game 7 on what it meant to see this Panthers group accomplish what they did. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. So going from the head coach to a couple of the players, some thoughts from Sam Bennett. Here he is first, immediately post-game. Thoughts on winning the Stanley Cup and what he plans to do with the Stanley Cup.
It's every single guy. You can't pick one guy because every single guy was so committed to winning, so committed to doing whatever it took to win. And, I love this group. It's a really special group. Me and my dad, ever since I can remember, we always said if I ever won the Stanley Cup, the first thing we would eat would be Captain Crunch out of the Stanley Cup. So I gotta hold true to my 6-year-old self that said I would do that, and I'm pretty excited. My dad's pretty excited for that moment too.
I would be too. That's going to be exciting. Hopefully somebody gets some photographic evidence of that one when it takes place. Captain Crunch out of the Stanley Cup. Here's Sam Bennett as well on what went into that Game 7 win.
Yeah, I think we finally, we relaxed a little bit. We got out of our heads. I mean, this is a moment that everyone has dreamt of their whole life. And, we were that close. I think we got a little too far ahead of ourselves. We finally took a step back tonight and, played a little more free, and it paid off. You focus on just the game, and I mean, it's impossible to ignore all the other distractions, but you really just got to focus on the game, and that's what we did tonight. You could see it. We played freer. We removed all those distractions, and we got it done.
So Sam Bennett talking post-game following the Game 7 win. Here's Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe as well, who had a couple of points in Game 7, a goal and an assist. His thoughts immediately after Game 7 and what it meant to win on home ice.
Yeah, to play in front of our home fans, it's amazing. I mean, we love playing here. I mean, yeah, it's amazing. They supported us all year, and to do it here at home in front of our home fans, I think it was meant to be. So it feels really good. I'm just relieved a little bit, and to get it done, it feels amazing. To do it with all these group of guys, it feels so good. I mean, it's special for sure, and to do it here at home and this group, we've gone through so much together, it feels amazing.
Carter Verhaeghe of the Panthers following the Game 7 win. That's going to take us to our first commercial break. When we come back, a cut from a conversation I had last night of the Panthers draft special with Billy Lindsay. We'll hear from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press again later on in the program. Lots more to get to here on Panthers Insider. Some thoughts from my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, when we return. Again, just soaking it all in. The Panthers are the Stanley Cup champions. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's Panthers Insider coming your way on a Saturday morning right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Oh, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show, coming to you on a Saturday morning. Last Panthers Insider of the 23-24 season, talking all things 2024 Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers here on a Saturday morning. Reminder, the parade tomorrow, 11 a.m. in Fort Lauderdale down at the beach, and you can get all the information again at floridapanthers.com. So we hope to see you out there tomorrow. All the info, floridapanthers.com. Hope to see you at the parade tomorrow. And all the information as we go through the NHL draft this weekend. Again, the Panthers picking in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds. Those selections all slated to be made today. You can get all the info on that at floridapanthers.com. And the same goes for all the ticket information. As we get closer to next season, you can already get your deposits in for groups and for suites for next year. FloridaPanthers.com/groups, FloridaPanthers.com/nightly suites. Get those deposits in, plan those big nights, those group nights with the group night or a suite night. coming up next season. So again, you can get on that already or by calling 954-835-PUCK for all the ticket information. Well, let's get to a conversation that I had with my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, a chance to get some thoughts from him on the recent Stanley Cup win. And first thing I asked Billy was, has the Stanley Cup win set in just yet?
I haven't been even out partying, and just kind of catching up here. I was so wired from emotions. It took me almost 2 days to kind of regroup from everything. Just swirling, your head just goes everywhere. You just can't believe what's happening. And the Panthers won the Stanley Cup. And, man, it's just a wild scene to kind of wrap your head around. It's been surreal. Seeing all the pictures and seeing the boys get after it with the party, and has been phenomenal. Just enjoying it. And just to know that we're finally Stanley Cup champions down here, Doug, is such an incredible feeling. Every time you wake up in the morning, that's the best part of all these days. When you first wake up in the morning and like, hey, man, we're Stanley Cup champs. So it's a really good way to start your day.
Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by here with us. And I said it right off the top. The phrase Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, come next fall, the phrase defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. I don't think we're ever going to get tired of those. But Billy, plain and simple, especially now that you've had a few days to digest it, the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup, as somebody who was down here from the outset, Billy, it sounds cliche because obviously it's important, but Billy, how big is this moving forward for the organization to finally have this feather in their cap?
It is, because the good start we had in the 90s, but the down years, we got kicked around. We got pushed, and we had the rally towels at the game, all six of us. All the opposing fan bases would say congratulations to all six of your fans after we'd maybe win a game. But there was 20,000 strong during the playoffs. We were playing Winnipeg this year. During the regular season, there was 18,000 in there. We've made the playoffs four straight years, the President's Trophy, back-to-back Stanley Cups. We've beaten Boston twice in the playoffs. We've beaten the Maple Leafs, the Hurricanes, the Rangers, just Tampa Bay. You keep going down the list, and the Edmonton Oilers. It's quite an accomplishment in the last couple of years. So any fan base that wants to come after us now, all you got to say is Stanley Cup champions and then mic drop. You're done. You're out. That ends any conversation. So it's huge down here to see the swing and what has happened. We're going to continue with the growth. The minor programs, 5 to 9 year old kids, that kind of age group is going to be excited to play hockey, and you're going to see it just grow by leaps and bounds. And this fan base, richly deserved. We took some heat. They stuck around, and when it came back, this Panther team, along with ownership, Mr. Viola, they earned that. This team earned the trust of the fans, and they backed them. And that was a big part of the success. That rink for the Panthers was loud, and it was a big-time home ice advantage.
Bill Lindsay, kind enough to stop by and reminisce about what took place less than a week ago. And by the way, the parade coming up Sunday, 11 a.m. along A1A, along the beach in Fort Lauderdale, floridapanthers.com for all the information on the proceedings as far as that's concerned. Billy, again, now that you've had a little bit of time to digest it, I've talked to a few people, and there were some great moments, and there are going to be some great lasting images from the playoff run, going all the way back to what's known as the Bobbery, the save that Sergei Bobrovsky made on Matt Dumba in round one, going back to, for example, the Rangers series when the Panthers were actually down 2-1 in that series, going to overtime in game four, and Sam Reinhart scored to tie the series at 2-2, and the Panthers really never looked back, or going to the Cup celebration when you saw some guys who've been at it for a long time, whether it be Barkov and Ekblad, who've been here their whole careers, or a guy like Oliver Ekman-Larsson, or a guy like Kyle Okposo raise the Stanley Cup. But Billy, as the last few days have gone by, the image that seems to jump into my mind first, thinking back to Monday, is that, well, first, not only just saying, I've mentioned this to a lot of people, how special it was to go through that playoff run calling the games with you, because I could tell that 31 years after the Panthers were born, you still, it just means so much to you to see this team win. But the other image from the celebration that stands out to me is Paul Maurice lifting the Stanley Cup. And that's where I wanted to ask you, Bill, is there an image that you think is going to be the lasting one if you had to pinpoint one from the playoff run?
Bobrovsky's save is up there. So that is one save that you look back on as that was momentum turning at that time. Maybe could have flipped that Tampa Bay series around. So that one is huge. But the Stanley Cup parade, or sorry, celebration after it, the original for Barkov, the first Finnish captain to go over and lift that trophy and take the lap. I'm going to remember that forever. Just seeing Barkov and what he's meant, because there's been some down years for him. There's been some failure, him and Ekblad sticking around, going through some lean times. The handoff to Bobrovsky, what he did in that last game was stellar. For him, he punches his ticket to the Hall of Fame. Sergei Bobrovsky's in. And the same thing that you mentioned with Paul Maurice. Actually got to see him a couple of days after the Cup. And after 26 years behind the bench, that game was so monumental for him. He can say he would come back and like to get another crack at it, but if you've been doing it for that long and you're into Game 7 and you blow a 3-0 lead and you lose that game, how do you regroup in the summer? How do you come back and get motivated to go through training camp and go through 82 games, all the playoffs, try and just basically doing your best to get back to that point? That moment may never come back again for Paul Maurice. To see him kiss that cup and just the sense of kind of feel the weight of it. And he felt the weight of it, but the weight was off his shoulders at the same time. So you got to know him, and he's such an incredibly nice. He's such an incredibly nice guy, Doug, for what he's meant to this franchise. So that when he closed his eyes and he kissed that cup, I think that's the one that's kind of burned into my memory forever. The Barkov, all that with the players, but Paul Maurice, it's that one on the bench, and then all the players. As soon as he opened his eyes from lifting that cup, all the players were directly in front of him. That's the image that will last forever.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well. It's one that's always going to come to mind when I think about that night. And there were a lot of lasting images from that night. And you're happy for everybody who was involved in that in any way. But that image of Paul Maurice. Billy, I want to ask you about that, too. It's easy for us to say that Game 7 was an instant classic because the Panthers came out on top and won the Stanley Cup. But that Game 7, just for the sport of hockey, how big was that night? Because the TV ratings speak to it. The numbers were great across the continent, across the country. But I think that was a banner night for the National Hockey League, too, because that game had everything that you would want from a Game 7. What did you think that game meant overall?
You're looking at one of the greatest Stanley Cup finals of all time. Who won the Stanley Cup in 2002? I'm not quite sure. I remember 2011, Vancouver. They burnt down the city, Boston, won in seven games. I kind of remember St. Louis when they were in last place. It was a good playoff series for the Blues. Go back to 94, the Messier guarantee, and the New York Rangers break that streak. There are certain Stanley Cups that stand out that were good. This one was off the charts good because you're looking at so the last team to come back from a 3-0 deficit to tie at 3-3, you still got to go back to 1945. It was 42 the Leafs won, but still 1945 the last time a team forced a Game 7. So the ebbs and flows, and you got the best player in the world, Connor McDavid, going crazy for some games to get Edmonton to drag them back into this. And the Panthers are on the edge of it would be the biggest disappointment and collapse. I guess collapse is the best word. In NHL history, there's no sugarcoating it. That's how big Game 7 was. And you have the whole sporting world tuned in to see Connor McDavid, to see the Panthers, if they can fight it off. And the Panthers go out there. There's only three penalties called in the whole game. It's 5-on-5, and the players are going a zillion miles an hour. You know there's nothing going to be left in the tank, and they're diving over bodies, blocking shots. You could not ask for a better advertisement for the sport than what you had in the totality of that Stanley Cup final. And you just put a real cherry on top of it at the end with that game number 7.
It was a classic matchup. It was a classic game. And the Panthers winning their first Stanley Cup. That was Game 7 back on Monday night. Talking about it there with Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. And folks will have more thoughts on the Panthers Stanley Cup final victory and on the Stanley Cup and on Game 7 and everything surrounding it coming up in just a few moments with Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. Panthers fans, don't miss your chance to become a territory member for next season. Following a sellout of lower bowl and club level seating this season, your Cats have limited availability. Become part of the territory. Don't wait. Secure your seats today. 954-835-PUCK or floridapanthers.com. That's where to go. And Panthers fans, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand new community gem in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Information about all the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. We'll step aside, we'll come back, and we'll hear from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press some thoughts on the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. That is still to come. Information on tomorrow's parade, championship parade proceedings. That's at FloridaPanthers.com as well. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Doug Plagans here with you. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning, though we will take a little bit of a break here on Panthers Insider and rejoin you in the fall at a date to be determined. We've been with you every Saturday since the preseason, and now that the Panthers have won the Stanley Cup, we will wrap things up on Panthers Insider after this segment, and like I said, we will resume the festivities here on Saturday mornings coming up in the fall. So again, we can take the next couple of months, reminisce, look back fondly, and enjoy the fact that the Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. And, well, this weekend, business to get to. The Panthers will be making selections at the NHL draft in Vegas today. They have picks in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds. Of course, NHL free agency kicks in on Monday. And then you'll have a lot of the regular off-season programming, all the things that you come to expect over the course of the summer. And in less than 3 months, the Panthers will be kicking off their preseason. So things are going to come fast and furious. And before you know it, the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers are going to be the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers as we start looking ahead to the 24-25 campaign. I had a conversation with Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, who's covered everything down here in South Florida for a long time. Let's get right into that conversation. First thing I asked Tim was how big that Game 7 was, and here he is talking about what a matchup that Game 7 was, the Panthers coming out on top.
It was a wonderful night for the sport, and it forever dispelled the notion that a 2-1 hockey game can't be exciting. It was one of the greatest hockey games you'll ever see. And, you know, the poo-pooers out there will be like, well, only 3 goals happened. Yeah, only 3 goals happened. I just thought it was an incredible game. I go back to, so the moment, you know, that they kill off the last 15 seconds in the corner, which was, by the way, the only way the Florida Panthers were going to win a championship was doing it that way. By saying we are going to just keep the puck right here. You are not going to get it from us. We are going to dictate when time runs out. That was quintessential Florida Panthers hockey and what they've become. So then you see the moment of the stream of gloves and other assorted paraphernalia from hockey players littering the ice, the rats coming down, that moment of joy where 27 men or however many got out there in that moment became one, very reminiscent to me of the Miracle on Ice moment where 20 guys got on top of a little podium in Lake Placid. And then you look at the other end of the ice, and the Oilers didn't have the strength to get off the ice. Like, they gave everything they had. And you have to appreciate that. We don't look, it's a Panther moment, and this is a Panther show, and these are Panther fans we're talking to. You have to appreciate how much the Edmonton Oilers put into this. It was everything you would have wanted from a Game 7. if you were neutral, you felt really badly that one team had to lose it. If you're an Oiler fan, you're devastated and you're not going to get over it until they win one. And if you're a Panther fan, you're never going to come down from this high because you won the greatest game in your franchise's history. What an incredible night. My first thought, honestly, was Paul Maurice. Because I think he, and it even came up on the television broadcast of, you know, boy, what would this have meant to Paul Maurice if they'd lost? And I thought that was really so silly to say because they won. Like, you can stop the what ifs now. They won. Very happy for Paul Maurice. Very happy for the guys like Bill Zito, of course. I was thrilled for Billy Lindsay. I could go on for the entire show. I'll just say this. These are the toughest men we know who play this game, right? These are the toughest men. Billy Lindsay is just a tough human being. Bill Zito is a bear of a human being. Paul Maurice has a grip on him that you don't want to shake hands with him angrily because you will lose. And this trophy just brings them to their knees and makes them sob. Like the power of that trophy, you have to appreciate it. And I was really happy for the Lou. Oh my gosh, how can I forget Lou? How many demons did Lou exercise when he raised that thing to the heavens and screamed these men have given a lifetime for this? And it was, you're happy for the players, but man, you're happy for the guys that probably never thought they'd have that moment.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here talking Panthers and the Stanley Cup championship here in 2024. And I know I've mentioned to a lot of people that it would have been the thrill of a lifetime anyway, but being alongside Billy Lindsay for the run and seeing what the uniform, the logo, the organization, everything still means to him 31 years after he was an expansion draftee of the Panthers, just that goes beyond anything you can quantify, anything that you can sum up in words, just made it all that much more special. And the same thing can be said for everybody. Tim, as far as that Stanley Cup goes, I know it's still very fresh and we're going to be able to see year over year the lasting effect of what winning this championship means. But you've been covering sports, you know, from all angles, all different sports down here in South Florida for decades. What's this mean, do you think, as far as just what it does for hockey, what it does for sports fans, what it does for general buzz, for everything here in this marketplace?
Well, for starters, it's forever. And the best part about championship teams is it's not the Florida Panthers won the cup. Now we can't say that. Well, you can. Media members can't say this, but literally everybody else in South Florida can say it now forever. We won the cup. We won the cup. We won the NBA title. We won the World Series. We won the Super Bowl. There's just nothing more unifying to a community than the success of a sports franchise. Doesn't matter the franchise, doesn't matter if it's high school, professional, doesn't matter. Nothing unifies as a community. Nothing unifies a community more than winning. The Florida Panthers made South Florida a hockey town forever. Now, it's not. It's also a football town. It's also a basketball town. I'd like to see it become a baseball town. It is not right now, but we'll get there. We'll get there. They made it forever a hockey town. And there's now ultimate belief that it can happen in Florida. It can happen for this franchise. It can happen for this little weird arena at the edge of the Everglades. Why would people come here to play hockey? Why would people give up their winters, give up their nights on the beach and weekends on the water and all that to go watch a hockey? Well, this is why. Because magic happens in that building. Because you never know when you're going to see something great. But now they've proven they can get to the absolute mountaintop. It changes everything forever. I was getting calls, Doug. I mean, I'm just a guy who covers the team. I'm getting calls from a couple of companies saying, who do we talk to? We want to get in business with the Florida Panthers. It changes everything. It's people want to be associated with winners. And the Florida Panthers have done a lot of winning, but now they're forever going to be winners. It just changes that much that quickly. I know it's silly. Nothing about the franchise changed. Vinny Viola and his wife, their principles did not change one bit now that they're Stanley Cup champions. Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, nothing changes, except everything changes. That's the weirdest part of winning a championship. So I can't wait to see what the crowds are going to be like in October. I can't wait to see what they're going to be like next year when they go to the playoffs and try to defend the thing. I will say this, as a guy who's been around for all three of the Heat ones, if you think the first one was cool, the journey for the second title is so much harder. That one's the sweetest. The second championship a franchise wins is probably its sweetest. And eventually the Panthers are going to figure that out, and that's when this is going to get real fun.
Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press, here with us talking Panthers and the Stanley Cup championship. And, of course, you can find Tim on Twitter, or the platform formerly known as Twitter, at by Tim Reynolds. You can find him there. Great stuff across the board on everything. And, again, Tim, looking back, you mentioned something earlier. This team has been to the Cup Final now back-to-back years. And I know there was a different feeling for each one, but I've illustrated this to a lot of people. You know, you look back to the one the Panthers lost to Vegas, and that defeat stung, but at the same time, there were 30 other teams that would have given anything to get to a Cup Final and lose. It is that difficult to get there. There are a lot of teams that would love to be in the Panthers' shoes and have gone down in five games. And to be able to then take that experience, say we're going to pick up where we left off and carry it through another season, win a division, go to the Stanley Cup and win the thing, far easier said than done. You've covered everything. Can you quantify or even put it into words how difficult it is to get that far, to get back 2 years in a row like that?
I can't, because here's the thing that makes it so different. These physically demanding sports. Now you're going to have a short off season again.
There's a preseason game less than 3 months away.
Less than three. I was just going to say, media day is like September 14th or something crazy. Like, there is no off season for these guys. Now, luckily, and we haven't been told the nooks and crannies of every injury, but Paul said it the other night that they made it through this one pretty okay. He did actually say with a straight face, some cracked bones. And I'm like, that's the most hockey thing ever. Nothing bad, just some cracked bones. I'm like, what? I had a cold the day before game seven. I didn't want to go to game seven. These guys are out there with broken bones. They don't care. It makes it so tough. Like they didn't have, I mean, it feels like 5 years ago, they didn't have Aaron Ekblad and Brandon Montour for the first quarter of this season. Matthew Tkachuk, I don't think, was right for the first 40 games. He was out there, but he wasn't the same Matthew Tkachuk, because I think he was still dealing with his body literally be broken in half last year during the Stanley Cup Final. It's impossible to recover from the grind of 100 hockey games. They're now going to do it twice in a row. And yet they just keep finding a way. Like, Boston's been the best regular season team over the last 2 years. They didn't win the President's Trophy this year, but they've won, they've piled up, what, like 260 points or something crazy in the last 2 years. They've won one playoff series. They've won one. It's so hard to win. These guys have won seven playoff series in 2 years. We went 26 years in this town without a hockey team winning a playoff series. They've won seven in the last 2 years. It's absurd what they've done. It's impossibly hard to do. And yet the expectation next year, try as they may to temper them, the expectation is do it again. And it makes no sense that they'll be able to do it again. Can you dig that deeply 3 years in a row? It makes no sense. And you know what's going to happen in the preseason preview show. I'm going to tell you, see you at the parade. Because I do think they are built. The contracts, the people they have, the structure, the system, and the belief in one another. There's just something different about that room. It's built to last. Now, listen, hockey's weird. They could get swept 4-0 in round one next year. Hockey's just a different game. Ask the Lightning what Bob did to them. I mean, that was Bob stealing a series, and it's going to happen to the Florida Panthers again one day. But I've been trying for a week to explain to people how unusual this is. It's not unprecedented, but it's darn close what they were able to do.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press there, kind enough to stop by and chat with us. And again, always great to get Tim's thoughts on what's going on. And you can find him on Twitter at by Tim Reynolds. And well, that takes us pretty close.
Time for Laura, the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning, though we will take a little bit of a break here on Panthers Insider and rejoin you
in the fall at a date to be determined. We've been with you every Saturday since the preseason. And now that the Panthers have won the Stanley Cup, we will wrap things up on Panthers Insider after this segment. And like I said, we will resume the festivities here on Saturday mornings coming up in the fall. So again, we can take the next couple of months, reminisce, look back fondly, and enjoy the fact that the Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. And, well, this weekend, business to get to. The Panthers will be making selections at the NHL draft in Vegas today. They have picks in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds. Of course, NHL free agency kicks in on Monday, and then you'll have a lot of the regular off-season programming, all the things that you come to expect over the course of the summer. And in less than 3 months, the Panthers will be kicking off their preseason. So things are going to come fast and furious. And before you know it, the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers are going to be the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers as we start looking ahead to the 24-25 campaign. I had a conversation with Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, who's covered everything down here in South Florida for a long time. Let's get right into that conversation. First thing I asked Tim was how big that Game 7 was, and here he is talking about what a matchup that Game 7 was, the Panthers coming out on top.
It was a wonderful night for the sport, and it forever dispelled the notion that a 2-1 hockey game can't be exciting. It was one of the greatest hockey games you'll ever see. And, you know, the poo-pooers out there will be like, well, only 3 goals happened. Yeah, only 3 goals happened. I just thought it was an incredible game. I go back to, the moment, you know, that they kill off the last 15 seconds in the corner, which was, by the way, the only way the Florida Panthers were going to win a championship was doing it that way. By saying we are going to just keep the puck right here. You are not going to get it from us. We are going to dictate when time runs out. That was quintessential Florida Panthers hockey and what they've become. So then you see the moment of the stream of gloves and other assorted paraphernalia from hockey players littering the ice, the rats coming down, that moment of joy where 27 men or however many got out there in that moment became one, very reminiscent to me of the Miracle on Ice moment where 20 guys got on top of a little podium in Lake Placid. And then you look at the other end of the ice, and the Oilers didn't have the strength to get off the ice. Like, they gave everything they had. And you have to appreciate that. We don't look, it's a Panther moment. This is a Panther show, and these are Panther fans we're talking to. You have to appreciate how much the Edmonton Oilers put into this. It was everything you would have wanted from a Game 7. If you were neutral, you felt really badly that one team had to lose it. If you're an Oiler fan, you're devastated and you're not going to get over it until they win one. And if you're a Panther fan, you're never going to come down from this high because you won the greatest game in your franchise's history. What an incredible night. My first thought, honestly, was Paul Maurice. Because I think he, and it even came up on the television broadcast of, you know, boy, what would this have meant to Paul Maurice if they'd lost? And I thought that was really so silly to say because they won. Like, you can stop the what ifs now. They won. Very happy for Paul Maurice. Very happy for the guys like Bill Zito, of course. I was thrilled for Billy Lindsay. I could go on for the entire show. I'll just say this. These are the toughest men we know who play this game, right? These are the toughest men. Billy Lindsay is just a tough human yep. being. Bill Zito is a bear of a human being. Paul Maurice has a grip on him that you don't want to shake hands with him angrily because you will lose. And this trophy just brings them to their knees and makes them sob. Like the power of that trophy, you have to appreciate it. And I was really happy for the Lou. Oh my gosh, how can I forget Lou? How many demons did Lou exercise when he raised that thing to the heavens and screamed these men have given a lifetime for this. And it was, you're happy for the players, but man, you're happy for the guys that probably never thought they'd have that moment.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here talking Panthers and the Stanley Cup championship here in 2024. And I know I've mentioned to a lot of people that it would have been the thrill of a lifetime anyway, but being alongside Billy Lindsay for the run and seeing what the uniform, the logo, the organization, everything still means to him 31 years after he was an expansion draftee of the Panthers, just that goes beyond anything you can quantify, anything that you can sum up in words, just made it all that much more special. And the same thing can be said for everybody. Tim, as far as that Stanley Cup goes, I know it's still very fresh, and we're going to be able to see year over year the lasting effect of what winning this championship means. But you've been covering sports, you know, from all angles, all different sports down here in South Florida for decades. What's this mean, do you think, as far as just what it does for hockey, what it does for sports fans, what it does for general buzz, for everything here in this marketplace?
Well, for starters, it's forever. And the best part about championship teams is it's not the Florida Panthers won the cup. Now we can't say that. Well, you can. Media members can't say this, but literally everybody else in South Florida can say it now forever. We won the cup. We won the cup. We won the NBA title. We won the World Series. We won the Super Bowl. There's just nothing more unifying to a community than the success of a sports franchise. Doesn't matter the franchise, doesn't matter if it's high school, professional, doesn't matter. Nothing unifies a community more than winning. The Florida Panthers made South Florida a hockey town forever. Now, it's also a football town. It's also a basketball town. I'd like to see it become a baseball town. It is not right now, but we'll get there. We'll get there. They made it forever a hockey town. And there's now ultimate belief that it can happen in Florida. It can happen for this franchise. It can happen for this little weird arena at the edge of the Everglades. Why would people come here to play hockey? Why would people give up their winters, give up their nights on the beach and weekends on the water and all that to go watch a hockey? Well, this is why. Because magic happens in that building. Because you never know when you're going to see something great. But now they've proven they can get to the absolute mountaintop. It changes everything forever. I was getting calls, Doug. I mean, I'm just a guy who covers the team. I'm getting calls from a couple of companies saying, who do we talk to? We want to get in business with the Florida Panthers. It changes everything. It's people want to be associated with winners. And the Florida Panthers have done a lot of winning, but now they're forever going to be winners. It just changes that much that quickly. I know it's silly. Nothing about the franchise changed. Vinny Viola and his wife, their principles did not change one bit now that they're Stanley Cup champions. Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, nothing changes, except everything changes. That's the weirdest part of winning a championship. So I can't wait to see what the crowds are going to be like in October. I can't wait to see what they're going to be like next year when they go to the playoffs and try to defend the thing. I will say this, as a guy who's been around for all three of the Heat ones, if you think the first one was cool, the journey for the second title is so much harder. That one's the sweetest. The second championship a franchise wins is probably its sweetest. And eventually the Panthers are going to figure that out, and that's when this is going to get real fun.
Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press, here with us talking Panthers and the Stanley Cup championship. And, of course, you can find Tim on Twitter, or the platform formerly known as Twitter, at by Tim Reynolds. You can find him there. Great stuff across the board on everything. And, again, Tim, looking back, you mentioned something earlier. This team has been to the Cup Final now back-to-back years. And I know there was a different feeling for each one, but I've illustrated this to a lot of people. You know, you look back to the one the Panthers lost to Vegas, and that defeat stung, but at the same time, there were 30 other teams that would have given anything to get to a Cup Final and lose. It is that difficult to get there. There are a lot of teams that would love to be in the Panthers' shoes and have gone down in five games, and to be able to then take that experience, say we're going to pick up where we left off and carry it through another season, win a division, go to the Stanley Cup and win the thing, far easier said than done. You've covered everything. Can you quantify or even put it into words how difficult it is to get that far, to get back 2 years in a row like that?
I can't, because here's the thing that makes it so different. These physically demanding sports. Now you're going to have a short off season again.
There's a preseason game less than 3 months away.
Less than three. I was just going to say, media day is like September 14th or something crazy. Like, there is no off season for these guys. Now, luckily, And we haven't been told the nooks and crannies of every injury, but Paul said it the other night that they made it through this one pretty okay. He did actually say with a straight face, some cracked bones. And I'm like, that's the most hockey thing ever. Nothing bad, just some cracked bones. I'm like, what? I had a cold the day before game seven. I didn't want to go to game seven. These guys are out there with broken bones. They don't care. It makes it so tough. Like they didn't have, I mean, it feels like 5 years ago, they didn't have Aaron Ekblad and Brandon Montour for the first quarter of this season. Matthew Tkachuk, I don't think, was right for the first 40 games. He was out there, but he wasn't the same Matthew Tkachuk because I think he was still dealing with his body literally be broken in half last year during the Stanley Cup final. It's impossible to recover from the grind of 100 hockey games. They're not going to do it twice in a row. And yet they just keep finding a way. Like, Boston's been the best regular season team over the last 2 years. They didn't win the President's Trophy this year, but they've won, they've piled up, what, like 260 points or something crazy in the last 2 years? They've won one playoff series. They've won one. It's so hard to win. These guys have won seven playoff series in 2 years. We went 26 years in this town without a hockey team winning a playoff series. They've won seven in the last 2 years. It's absurd what they've done. It's impossibly hard to do. And yet the expectation next year, try as they may to temper them, the expectation is do it again. And it makes no sense that they'll be able to do it again. Can you dig that deeply 3 years in a row? It makes no sense. And you know what's going to happen in the preseason preview show. I'm going to tell you, see you at the parade. Because I do think they are built, the contracts, the people they have, the structure, the system, and the belief in one another. There's just something different about that room. It's built to last. Now, listen, hockey's weird. They could get swept 4-0 in round one next year. Hockey's just a different game. Ask the Lightning what Bob did to them. I mean, that was Bob stealing a series, and it's going to happen to the Florida Panthers again one day. But I've been trying for a week to explain to people how unusual this is. It's not unprecedented, but it's darn close what they were able to do.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press there, kind enough to stop by and chat with us. And again, always great to get Tim's thoughts on what's going on. And you can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds. And well, that takes us pretty close to the end of the program here. Want to get to a few things regarding the NHL draft, which, by the way, you can follow along with everything as far as the Panthers and the NHL draft is concerned at FloridaPanthers.com. At the Panthers Draft Central page, FloridaPanthers.com, you'll see everything you need to know about the draft. Panthers picking in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds. All those selections slated to be made today. Jameson Olive is out there at Sphere in Vegas, so he will be keeping you updated on everything that goes on throughout the day. The parade tomorrow, 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. And again, FloridaPanthers.com has all the information. Got to tell all of you out there, folks, once again, big thanks for being along with us throughout the entire season on the Panthers Radio Network and right here on the Panthers Insider Show. We'll take a little bit of a break, and then we will resume things with you coming up in the fall. So we look forward to hearing from you all summer long and then being back in touch with you come the fall when the Panthers gear up for a title defense. The 24-25 season will kick off in October, the preseason in September. Less than 3 months from now, the Panthers will be playing preseason games. Getting through some of the highlights from the NHL draft that took place last night. I should say round one took place last night. The rest of it takes place today. As expected, out of Boston University, the San Jose Sharks selected Macklin Celebrini with the first overall pick. That was a foregone conclusion. It was expected he was going to be the number one pick for a long time. Some other notable selections, maybe some selections from Atlantic Division teams, Montreal, who continues to get better. They got Russian forward Ivan Demidov at 5th overall, so he is going to be added to already a really nice mix of players that Montreal has accumulated in recent years. Ottawa, number 7, took a defenseman, Carter Yakimchuk, another Atlantic Division team there. As far as other teams in the Atlantic are concerned, Buffalo at number 14, they took Finnish center Constantin
Konsta Hellenius, and Detroit at number 15 took Swedish right winger Michael Brancig Nygaard. So those are some picks that have been made within the Atlantic Division. There was some trading that took place. There was a swap that involved the Wild and the Flyers and the 12th and 13th picks. The Wild jumped up a selection to take a defenseman, Zeev Bouyum, at number 12 overall. So just some of the highlights from last night's first round of the NHL draft. And you can find all the information, floridapanthers.com, as it pertains to the Panthers in the draft. And then, of course, as things go along today, you'll be able to learn about the Panthers' selections. They are set to pick in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds, all of those set to be made today. Well, folks, that's going to take us to the end of this edition, this final edition of the Panthers Insider Show for the 23-24 season. Want to thank all of you for being along with us all season long. Want to thank all of our guests who joined us not only today, but throughout the year. And we will be talking to you coming up in the fall. Also, a big thanks to all of you who joined us on the Panthers Radio Network play-by-play broadcast all season long. We will look forward to talking to you again in the fall. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the parade, 11 a.m. in Fort Lauderdale. FloridaPanthers.com has all the information, the map, everything you need to know about tomorrow's championship parade proceedings. So again, we hope to see you there. And then free agency kicks in coming up on Monday. The action never stops in the National Hockey League. Folks, that's going to do it for us here on this final edition of the Panthers Insider Show for the season. For Dan Day on the other side of the glass, thank you, Dan, not for the work just today, but all season long with us here. Folks, thanks for tuning in all season long. I'm Doug Plagans. We will talk to you in the fall. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.